Hi, this is Kate, and I just wanted to let you know about a new product that I fell in love with, and I want you to have it too, and you can get a special deal on it right now. It's a wonderful sanitizer that really cleans, hospital grade, and it's not sticky. It doesn't have alcohol in it. It's just an amazing new product and for a really low price, and it stores well for prepping. So I would highly recommend this and get it while you can. Instead of $250, you can grab it for $44. This is at the bottom of my homepage. You can find the little ad on the bottom of my homepage, katedallyradio.com. Click on it. You'll love this product.
We need a new kind of clean. To do that, Clean Start combines two of nature's most powerful forces, water and electricity, to produce electrolyzed water, or HOCl. HOCl is your body's first internal response after an infection or trauma. In fact, it's significantly more effective at killing bacteria, viruses, mold, and mildew than bleach.
Free.
America, just do what you're told, and we might let you play with sparklers on Independence Day. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
This is my country, and I'm going to do good for it. Just might work. We'll never know unless we give it a fair try. Oh, yeah, and there's one other thing I'll say tomorrow, because I say it every day of my life. God bless America.
Hi there, last hour on a Thursday. You're much closer to your long weekend and Independence Day celebration. Happy to be here. Glad you're listening, too. And the phone number, 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450 is the call-in number. We'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts as we are coming closer to Independence Day? And hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello, hello.
Boy, a couple of things on my mind for this hour, at least. Dr. Zelenko. Yeah, a couple of things.
Yeah.
Dr. Zelenko passed away, and we're so sad to hear that news. What a fighter. What a fighter. And on our show several times, yep. Great interviews with him, so full of great information, and really cared about people, really cared about people, and took care of about 7,500 patients, and just... It's hard to see him go. What a voice. And you can go help his family out, buy his supplements. His supplements are incredible. It's why I have him on the show. And getting such great feedback from people taking them. And so you go to the bottom of my homepage, katedallyradio.com, and you can see Dr. Zelenko down there and click on that. And it'll help the show. It'll help Dr. Zelenko's family. And you'll be getting the most wonderful supplements. And so prayers are with his family right now. And what a loss that is. He's the one that gave ivermectin to Trump and exposed that ivermectin was the fantastic medicine. And he saved and helped scores of people. Just so many people with that. Hundreds of thousands. And I'm just grateful for him. So Zelenko passing away today. And I also wanted to talk to just for a second about this 5-4 ruling. The court dramatically expands the power of state to go into the tribal areas. And this was Oklahoma, I think. And this is kind of new for them, for the state of Oklahoma. They will be so I'll just kind of read this to you. It possesses concurrent jurisdiction with the federal government over crimes committed by non-Indians against Indians in Indian country, wiping away centuries of tradition and practice. And so expanding the power of the state to prosecute crimes on reservations. So that came out 5-4 on that. And then also really a good win for government agencies appointing themselves, authority. The EPA got a little SWAT, not a little, a big SWAT. And that was, no, you can't just make up stuff and go after people. Congress actually has to pass laws. So that was really great to see. Mm-hmm. And a really positive step for the Supreme Court to acknowledge that the three-letter agencies have gone way over their authority. So that was nice to see.
So
two decisions.
The opinion on the decision on tribal lands is really unusual.
Yeah.
Because it's a 200-year precedent.
That
those lands belong to the Native Americans.
Right.
And they're like
Yeah.
They're autonomous. They're completely autonomous. Mm-hmm. Always, they have their own courts, their own police. Mm-hmm. They don't pay tax, right. Federal taxes on anything.
Mm-hmm.
How all of a sudden are we going to take... You would think that the liberal progressives would be all over this, complaining
right.
about it.
Right.
Oh, we can't do this to the Native Americans. But not a peep. Why is that?
I don't know. You ask a good question. Doesn't have an answer. I don't know. Don't know the answer to that. Strange. And anyway, so we'll have to see what happens with that. And then also the EPA, that was a good one. And that's obviously nice to see the court mm-hmm. actually acknowledge that. They corrected themselves over a bad opinion with Roe versus Wade. And then, of course, that saying, you know, feds don't have as much power as they think they do, these agencies. And they really do. They're bullies. They come in, they take over, and they form regulation and turn it into law. And they're able to do all kinds of things. And so it was nice to see the Supreme Court.
They're only able to do those things because people let
uh-huh.
them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a company is being harassed by the EPA because of some ridiculous mm-hmm. pollution standard they've created,
right.
all that company has to do is tell them, pack it.
Yeah.
I'm not paying your fine.
Right.
I'm not taking me to court. Do
right,
what
right.
you want. And they'd win.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that. And then there was this. So we watch Woke America being Woke America. And I don't know about you, but in June, I just they choke it down our throat so far that I think people are really starting to fight back in those strangest little ways. And so this was a clip from Beavis and Butthead talking about white privilege. And I'll just have to play it for you. It's only 2 minutes, but you have to hear this because there are places that are banning this particular clip or show or whatever. But this is Beavis and Butthead discover. That's the key. White privilege. Here you go.
Wow. This is a classic example of white privilege, and you both have it.
What's that?
Anyone want to fill them in?
Yeah, I'll do it. Okay, so white privilege is when white people, particularly men, automatically assume they can take whatever they want.
And they never have to worry about getting stopped by the police.
And they have the inside track for any job they...
I got this one, Aisha. They have the inside track for any job they want.
Exactly, Gage. Thank you for that. That's white privilege.
Whoa. And we have that?
You sure do.
I see.
Whoa, I never realized this stuff.
yeah, you've really opened up my eyes.
Well, I'm glad we've been able to enlighten you. The real question is, do you think you'll be acting differently from now on?
I guarantee it.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
Step aside, please. We have white privilege.
Yeah, check it out. Hey.
They're just taking food, taking
we
groceries.
Assume we can take what we want, and we don't have to worry about the police. It's okay, you didn't know. I didn't either. Good stuff now.
This is what we were taught, sir.
We're subverting existing paradigms.
Subverting existing paradigms.
This rules.
They're just doing whatever they want.
But I'm glad we went to college.
Yeah, it's like, now I have the skills for today's workplace.
Well, let's see. What should we take next? Let's take that car.
It's a police car.
That's a police car.
Beavis, you dumbass.
Okay, I'm sorry. So they take the police car. I'm not kidding. It's so funny because they're just walking around eating whatever they want, taking whatever they want. We didn't know we had white privilege. This is amazing.
Hey, gee, it sounds more like BLM privilege to me.
That's right. Oh, you guys. And so you're starting to see stuff like this come out of the woodwork. This is interesting. People are getting real tired.
Yeah, the worm has been turning now for about 8 months, and it's turned a long ways.
Yeah.
It really has. I'm amazed at the last 8 months.
I mean, you look at this. You look at Bill Maher. You look mm-hmm. at all these people who would have never said anything a few years back, and now they're ticked off. They're mad about what's going on.
And elected Democrats are running like rats from a sinking ship.
Right.
They are.
I know.
They're afraid.
I've noticed it, too. I mean, it's It's so funny that they have to, they actually have to become Republicans now to try to get noticed.
Yeah.
Because it's that off the rails. That's bad.
No, you hear it every day. Somebody in the Democratic Party is saying, look, go be a Republican so you can get elected.
Yeah. I know. Liz Cheney out there trying to talk people into staying trying to talk people into becoming Republicans to vote and stuff, and it's like Democrats, you know, and it's so funny because why doesn't she just switch parties?
Because she couldn't get elected by the Democratic Party, and she can't be elected by the Republican Party, and so she doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. She sounds like she's in a quandary. Yeah.
Grasping at straws.
Right. So I thought that was kind of interesting. By the way, Glenn Beck will be on the show tomorrow along with Don Fotheringham. Don Fotheringham will be in the first hour of the national show, and he's a World War II vet, the author of The President Makers, one of my favorite books, Exposing Government for 100 Years. And Don is just such a wonderful person. I have few heroes in life. He is one of them. And let me just say, for good reason, wait till you hear Don again. And he's in his mid-90s now. And I go to him for advice on a lot of things. He's just so smart. Glenn Beck follows him, and he'll be talking about some constitutional things, some artifacts and things, and a little bit about a lot of things, actually. So Glenn Beck will be on after that. And I'm on C-SPAN on Monday morning. So that'll be interesting. I'll be talking about Roe and guns and elections, and that'll be really interesting. I'm on the Washington Journal.
Set your alarms. Because it's 7 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah. So, no. Mountain.
Oh,
and so for you guys out there
Eastern.
In Central, yeah, it's at 8, and then Eastern is 9. And then, what else? Freedom Fest is mid-July. So that's coming up in a couple of weeks. That's in Vegas. And there'll be a whole lot of speakers there. Rand Paul will be there. A lot of speakers. And I'll be doing the show live from there. And so there's that, too. We got a lot of stuff going on. When we come back, there was a wonderful piece on... There's a great Paul Harvey clip that I want to play. And also, the 10th Amendment Center did a wonderful job writing about declaring your independence from tyranny. And if there's any message right now that we need, is to understand the signers, understand what they went through with tyranny, to understand our own tyranny. I don't think they could have had the foresight into seeing how bad it might get for us. But there's so many parallels, and we must really examine that as we go into celebrating Independence Day soon. There's a lot we can learn from that, isn't there? There's so much to learn. So when we come back, we'll talk about that, too, because I always want to cover that kind of ground. But there's a wonderful clip from Paul Harvey that I haven't played in quite a while that I would love to play on the show about the signers, because I think their sacrifice is so important. Our kids are just not really taught about the sacrifices made and why, and most importantly, why. So when we come back, you're listening to the Kate Daly Show. We'll be right back. We have so much to go over with you. So we'll be back in just a minute right after the break.
Talk lines are open now.
Hey, everybody. Kate here. You know, I had Dr. Zelenko on the show a couple of times. He's the one that gave ivermectin to President Trump. Make sure that you go to his website, and it's right at the bottom of my homepage. So please find the Zelenko Z-Stack. He's got two products now. One is the product we're always talking about, with four major ingredients that you need right now to build your immune system. The other one is a detox that's brand new, and I would take advantage of getting that as well. We all need to detox. Dr. Zelenko's website is fantastic. They'll kick the products out quick. Take advantage of this right now while supply chains are still in motion, and get as much of that as you possibly can. He's a fantastic doctor that just calls it like it is. That's what I love about him. So go to that on the bottom of my homepage. Look for the wonderful sponsors and find Dr. Zelenko Z-Stack. Thanks, guys.